This is Wyoming Radio News.
I'm Doug Randall. The National Park Service has released the draft winter use plan for Yellowstone National Park. The agency's been studying a range of options for future snowmobile use in the park, ranging from allowing 720 machines a day to an outright ban. Yellowstone Superintendent Dan Wenk says the preferred alternative supports variable levels of winter use in the park.
The preferred alternative states that it'll be a combination of snowmobiles and snow coaches, that it will still require them to be guided if they're on snowmobiles, the amount of snowmobile and snow coach use will vary.
The public comment period's officially open and is expected to close in mid-July. Next month, spellers from all over the country will be in Cheyenne for the 16th annual AARP National Spelling Bee. Deborah Smith has more details on that story.
2009 winner Michael Petrina Jr. from Arlington, Virginia is competing again. He's set up a system of index cards and offers this insight.
Sometimes when you hear a word, even though you've seen it on a card or in a book, your brain doesn't necessarily process it.
Some who have placed and won admitted to no special studying, just reliance on a lifetime of learning. There's a written round and an oral round for the bee. Words will come from Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, 11th edition. I'm Deborah Smith.
I'm Doug Randall.
Wyoming Radio News.
These have been tough times, and unemployment insurance benefits have helped so many bridge the gap. To help you prepare for your next step, try Wyoming's Career Toolkit, a free service designed to identify your talents, strengths, and potential, and then show you where to go for additional training or to find just the right job for you. Get the help you need now. Contact your local workforce center or call 877-WORK-WYO for an access code and get started today.
Another great resource from Wyoming Workforce Services. Call 877-WORK-WYO for more.